Also, you may be wondering why we weren't wearing purple today and doing the Vigil of St. Lawrence. That's because the feast tomorrow would normally be St. Lawrence on the 10th, but because it's a Sunday, his feast day is eliminated, and consequently the vigil is eliminated, which is why we were able to do the Mass of Our Blessed Lady today instead of that of the Vigil of St. Lawrence. So in the first reading today, we are told that in the beginning, before all ages, God created me, and through all ages I shall not cease to be. That is talking about holy wisdom in its original context. And of course, we know that wisdom is our Lord Jesus. And at the same time, the Church is applying this to our Blessed Lady. And we ask ourselves, how is that possible? Well, she is the seat of wisdom. It is where the wisdom of God was born from. She carried him in her womb. And we have to recognize, as some of the mystics would say, that after God himself, Our Lady was the first thought in God's mind. But we have to look at that a little differently, because God doesn't have thoughts like we do. God knows everything in one thought. So in other words, at the exact same instant, and God doesn't have instants either because he's eternal, so there is no time. So we just have to understand it as much as we can in our own way. So we have these linear thoughts. We have an instant where we're thinking about this, another instant where we're thinking about that. It's not the way it works with God, but in this case, to be able to say at the exact same instant that God is thinking of literally everything, but of Our Lady, he is thinking about you as well. So he knows all things in one thought. So it's not like he was sitting up there one day pondering the Holy Trinity and saying, you know, I think it would be a good thing if we created this extraordinary woman who will be able to give birth to my son who is God. And yeah, that's after God himself, that's the first thought in my mind is creating our Blessed Lady. That's not the way it worked. From all eternity, as it says, before God created anything, one thought is in the mind of God. And Our Lady, of course, is in that thought. Now, with that, we have to recognize that God is logical, and the way he has created things, there is an order to his creation, as everything is. And so, although we can say, yes, everything was in one thought, there is also an order to that thinking. As far as creation is concerned, our Blessed Lady is the highest of God's created creatures. And so she is, in that sense, the first thought in the mind of God. Again, that doesn't make any sense to say the first thought, because God knows everything in one thought. So it's not like, again, Our Lady was thought about first and then everything else, but it's in the order of things, in the way that in the mind of God, Our Lady is first, after God himself. She is not by nature the highest of creatures. The seraphim would be the highest. In fact, Satan himself would have been the highest of all of the creatures that God made. And yet it was because of the grace given to our Blessed Lady that God elevated her even higher than the seraphim. That, of course, became Satan's big problem. He could not accept that somebody who was lower than him by nature could become higher than him. Nor could he accept the fact that God, who is infinitely higher than him by nature, could become lower than him by taking on a human nature that he would receive in the womb of our Blessed Lady. So that became the whole issue for Satan and his minions. But in God's providence, everything is in proper order. That's what St. Paul tells us regarding what's going to be happening with all creation. He says, it's all in proper order. First Jesus, the first fruits, and then those who follow. Well, that's Our Lady first. Now that said, we recognize that that is obviously most appropriate. She is the highest in all of God's creation. Not only in his material creation, which obviously she is the highest of all human persons, but she is the highest in his spiritual creation as well, as we have seen, higher even than the angels. So we can all make sense of that, we can all understand that, but we have to understand that in that same one thought, from all eternity, you are part of that. You are not an afterthought. You are not a mistake. It's not like God was sitting up there saying, okay, well, look, now we got our Blessed Lady, and we've got the angels, and we've got all these saints. I guess we need to fill in a few blanks here, so you know, I guess I can make this one or that one too. Now, that's not what he was doing. Everything was in its proper order, and you are part of that order. God set it all up. Now, again, part of that order, obviously, before you could exist, your parents had to exist. Before they could exist, their parents had to exist. You can go all the way back to Adam and Eve. That's no problem. God knew the order. He knew the timing. All of it was what he willed. He chose to create you. And he chose to create you in this time and in these circumstances. It is all part of his perfect providence. So you are not an afterthought. You are not a less than. Even looking at it and saying, well, but if Our Lady is first, you know, where do I come in the order of this? I mean, if it's my parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and I'm way down here. No. Because God is calling you to be a saint, as he was your parents and grandparents and great-grandparents. And he's not asking you to be a lesser saint than your parents. He's asking you to be the greatest saint that you can be. And so it doesn't matter where in the hierarchy of God's creation we happen to find ourselves. We may be the lowest, the most pathetic creature that God ever created. And he's still calling you to be a saint. And he's still calling you to be the greatest saint that you can possibly be. If we look at our Blessed Lady, what does she say about herself? God has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. She didn't look at herself and say, wow, I am number one. I am the highest in creation. Everyone's looking up to me. No, she didn't say that. She said God looked upon her lowliness. She looked at herself as being the last, not the first. And so even if we are the last, which there's no reason to think that we are, but even if we are, praise the Lord. We have to have the humility to be able to acknowledge it. If Our Lady thought that she was the last, is it really beneath your dignity or mine to think that we might be the last? No. So you just have to be humble. It doesn't matter if you are the greatest thing that's ever walked the face of the earth, which you're not, or if you are the lowest thing that's ever walked the face of the earth, which you're not that either, but it doesn't matter. What matters is to be the person God created you to be, the person that God had in his mind before all creation even began. The one that he chose to create. You are not a mistake or an afterthought, as I mentioned. You are the person that God knew and chose, just like Our Lady, from before creation even began. Again, we can make more sense with Our Lady. We can say, well, yeah, but she's the mother of God. She's the one that he chose for all of these things. I am not. No kidding. But God chose you for whatever it is he chose you for. Not to be the mother of God, but he chose you for the purpose for which he created you. And so the key is simply accepting it. Just like our Blessed Lady. She saw herself as the lowliest of all, and yet when the angel appears, her humility allowed her to say yes to that which was exalted infinitely beyond anything that was humanly possible, that she would be the mother of God. Did she think herself worthy of that? Certainly not. And yet she was willing to accept it. Saint Joseph was willing to accept what God was asking him to do. The apostles had to accept what God called them to do. You and I have to accept the same way. Whatever it happens to be, it doesn't matter. Because whatever God has asked of us, whatever he's created us for, is what's the best for us. So if the best for us is to be the lowliest, praise the Lord. If the best for us is to somehow be exalted, praise the Lord. All that matters is doing God's will. So it's not a competition. It's not who's better than whom or who's higher than whom. No, 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 no. Just be the person God created you to be. Be the saint that he's called you to be. Do the will of God. That's all that matters. We're all in this together. We're all working together. Just as St. Paul talks about the body with its many parts, you know, if all the parts of your body were all racing around trying to say, no, I need to be the head, I need to be the greatest, what happened to the rest of your body? It's all going to fall apart. You're dependent on all of the parts. So is the mystical body. You are an integral part of God's creation and of the mystical body of Christ. Don't try to be something other than what you are, because then everybody else suffers for it, and so do you, because you're not going to be reaching the full potential that to which God has called you, because you're trying to do something other than what he's called you to do. So just as Our Lady was called to something that she didn't understand and couldn't understand, but was willing to say yes, just accept what God is calling you to. Just say yes. Be at peace. Have the humility to accept God's will for you and do the best that you can to cooperate, to do his holy will. In that way, you will glorify him, you will become the greatest saint that you can be, and you will find perfect and complete fulfillment because you are now conforming yourself to that thought from before all creation that God had in his mind for you.